Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your Yarn in Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country as BB and Bumper Brit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong, you mob. 1-800-422-416. That's the number you need to call. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from and to all our traditional across the beautiful country. Welcome back, National Talk Black. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong, New Mob? Too Deadly. Going to jump straight in it. Talk to beautiful, successful Deadly brother, Waverley Stanley, founding a director of Yallery. And just touch base and find out how he's travelling. And very good morning, Waverley. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. How are you going, Brian? And to everybody that may be listening throughout Australia. So, welcome.
Beautiful. Now, welcome, my brother. And before we start, let the mob know who you mob, where you from, Waverley.
I'm living at the moment down on Kumbumeri Country on the Gold Coast, hence my good tan.
Thank you. Fine looking brother.
But grew up in Sherbourg on Wakawai Country, but born on Darumbal Country in Rockhampton. Educated in Toowoomba, on Jarrow and Gaibal Country, and then my connection with on my mum's side is Birriggubba. And on my dad's side is Barungan, man.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful footprint, brother. And we live in a beautiful big island, brother. And you're talking about education there. Just give the listeners a background regarding Yallery, how long you've been operating for, and the work that you do there, my brother.
Yeah, no, we've got a company called Yallery where we've got, so it means child in Birriggubba language. And we've been going for nearly 18 years now. We've got children at private schools all around Australia from regional, rural, remote communities all around Australia. So. So we've been doing that there, Trev. Living a purpose and being in education for nearly 30 years after working with Education Queensland, and now started Yallery with my wife in 2005. And actually, tomorrow we got our graduation for our class of 2022 down in Canberra. So
good.
I'm just about to go and pick up four young Year 12 students at Scots College in Warwick.
Good on you, brother. Fantastic.
And then we fly down to Canberra tomorrow for a graduation at Parliament House, and then the children go off to the snow at a Threadbow for the weekend.
Give me application. I'm applying for a job there as a student.
Yeah, well, this Murray don't like the cold.
I'm
cold everywhere else. But
chocolate chip. Blackfellow and snow.
Yeah.
So a bit of background regarding yourself. Could you did education in the boarding school, and look, you had beautiful education, so that passion is given our black students across this country, especially in remote communities, an opportunity to be in boarding school and have a foundation of support and to succeed and finish senior grade 12. Is that right?
Yeah, definitely, brother. If it wasn't for my grade 7 teacher, Mrs. Rosemary Bishop, back in 1979, I'd seen something in me and Mergen, and I'm grateful for that. And I ring Mrs. Bishop every couple of weeks and just to let her know where we're going, and all the children are on the Rosemary Bishop scholarship. So that's a legacy that Mrs. Bishop will leave. And for the 26 that will graduate this year, they join. We've got 460 alumni that have graduated around Australia. But I think, to all the listeners out there, and I've said this many, many times over, that, it's a choice for our families, it's a choice for our children, and it comes with sacrifices. And boarding school is not for every child and family, but as an Australian, whether you're black, white, brindle, purple or corrugated, we have an expectation that we'll get world-class education, no matter whether it's a state school, public school, private school, alternative school, or... So I think we just got to be grateful for the education that we receive.
And education is the key, and we as First Nation people have our feet in both camps in regarding the education world, but also with our culture as well. And that's strong with our kids going back home on school holidays to touch base with community and have that cultural and family input, yes?
Oh, absolutely. The cultural connection and belonging to being on country and having that connection to country, I keep saying to our children, two things I always say, don't ever forget where home is.
Yep.
Never forget your family and your extended family. But the other thing, all of our children are not any less Indigenous because they go to a private school.
Yes. Yes.
And the opportunities that present themselves, 20, 30, 40, 50, 100 years ago, a lot of our people, even my mum and dad only finished a grade 7.
Mm.
They were born in 44 and, here I am born in 1967 and I was an Australian citizen, so we've got to be grateful for the history of our past that this generation, and for us as an organisation there, Trev, my mantra at the moment now is, generational change, and we want to help this generation to have an impact on the next five generations, which is 125 years.
Yes.
And so that's it.
Yeah, no, beautiful. And you look at the dramas we've been having regarding our kids staying in school. So with your organisation, there's a high rate of kids finishing grade 12, yes?
Yes, there is. So our retention rate is about 93-94% at the moment with children that starting at year 7 to finish year 12. And I think it's, you know, to everybody out there that's in this education space, I think they're Trevor, and especially the people in the boarding school space, you know, it's not about competition. It's really about the empowerment, continuation of the empowerment and education of all of our children. I think, you know, we just want the best for our children. And, you know, we're not competing with anybody, you know, and I'm not blowing my own trumpet about the gallery, but it's just, you know, we've stayed focused on the job at hand with ourselves. And, you know, I said this at a conference the other day that I spoke to, and I said, you know, when you think of Indigenous, what do you first think of? And so what we want to change now is a narrative. When you think of Indigenous education, it's now Indigenous excellence.
Yes, beautiful. You know, I've got goosebumps here, brother,
So we have to change the narrative ourselves as Indigenous people, because nobody else is going to change the narrative.
Well, exactly.
So if there's a number of us out there saying this is the narrative now in this space of 2021.
Mm.
This is, when you think of Indigenous people from now on, you will think of only of excellence.
Yeah, beautiful.
And whatever field it be, whether it be health, whether it be housing, whether it's sports, whether it be business, whether it be, you know, just being the best mum or dad, you know?
Yes.
It is about just striving for excellence. And that's one of our core values of Yallery is excellence.
Yes. In all facets, brother. And you have that mentality. You carry that mentality in all aspects of your life.
Definitely. Yeah, definitely. And you know, all you can be is just be the best person that you can be. But it's funny, you know, brother, and I just want to share a story this morning that happened to me. So I had to go and buy a shirt from a company down at Helensvale. And, you know, and we as Indigenous people, we walk around, you know, we're Indigenous 24/7. And I walked in the shop, a non-Indigenous man walked in before me about a minute before me. And you know, he was being served, and he said, oh, can I help you? And then I walked in. And, you know, and I was just taking all these shirts because I needed a white shirt for this graduation ceremony tomorrow.
Yep, yep.
And I was being ignored.
Ooh, yes.
And I come back to my wife and I said, you know, I said, why does this still happen in this day and age?
Yep.
And I said to this young lady, I value the service that you give me, but I can tell you now I won't ever come back to the shop because of the service you've given me.
Yeah. There it is, exactly.
I just wanted to let her know. I wasn't angry, but then I come back home and said to my wife, I said, why does it still continue that, you know, just because we are judged by the colour of our skin? And I said, sometimes, you know, it continues, but that's not, you know, but for me, I said, but I don't know what that young lady was, how bad a day she was having.
Sure. Yeah, we don't know. Hello, smile doesn't hurt. And you're our customer first. But we know as black people, we wear that black skin. When we walk into a shop or a business, we look at the look that we get, the body language, the expression, the tone. We know it. We're well aware of it when it's regarding racism. You know what I mean? It's there, isn't it?
But the thing was I was just going to be kind and compassionate to this young lady because you just said, don't know what's going on. And I said, but I just said it enough that, you know.
Yeah, well, she lost your business. If you haven't talked business, she lost your business.
But it's okay, you know.
It's okay. Of course it is.
But I'm just grateful that, you know, and I've said it many times over, you know, what would my life be like if I was born a black man in another country like South Africa, like Tanzania, like Papua New Guinea? Like India, and I've been to all of those places, you know.
Yep, that's right, brother.
Mm. But it's grateful, you know, and I am, and what I'm doing now with this education space. So, so I think, you know, Indigenous excellence is we start to change the narrative there, Trevor, and if all of us are together saying that is the standard that we'll extend ourselves to, that is the standard we keep. It's a bit like that quote, like, you know, the standard you walk past is the standard you accept.
Yeah, true.
So
too.
If we're
accepting
of excellence from now on. That's all we've got. Excellence is a high bar to get to, but you know, don't lower your standards, don't lower your integrity, don't lower your values on any level.
Exactly. Mm. You got to look at that person in the mirror every day, and that's what it's all about. But also, you're carrying the legacy of your ancestors, your family. You know what I mean? And as I was 17, leaving home, 18 years old, my dad always said to me, "Well, no matter what you do on planet Earth, always remember, son, you're carrying my name."
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I've never forgotten that. And I operate with that love and respect of my father, you know what I mean? Of course, my mother as well.
Definitely, brother. And you know, and it's a badge, and it's the same like our Yellow children. Like, you know, I say to them, you know, you are tattooed with a Yellow tattoo, whether you like it or not. And people are going to say, you know, what have you done with this education? You know, that's what everybody says with this education we're given.
Yes.
Whether it's state school, public school, or high school, you know, we all have an opportunity to do something with this education and this life that we've been given, because, you know, if you can just contribute something to others outside of yourself, you know, that's a glorious thing to do. And, you know, I think it's just about having dreams and chasing them and, you know, living a life worth living then.
Yeah, exactly. Brother, you need Grade 12s, continue on with further education, university, TAFE, what have you?
Oh, absolutely, brother. Like, I've got a lot of children at university. I've got, you know, teachers, doctors, sports persons,
yes.
You know, social workers, you know, we're just about to, we'll have some of our alumni on the Yellery board, one man, one female next year.
Good,
you know, I've got them on our dinner committees. So the thing for me now is about us having a sustainable model for Yellery into the future. And so, you know, we're wanting to be self-sustainable inside of the next 10 years. And
they too become promotional marketing arms in regard to students coming through Yellery system, getting educated Grade 12. They will always talk to their community, to their family, and in life when they become parents themselves. You know what I mean? Yellery, a good vehicle.
Yeah, definitely, brother. But I think, you know, we're wanting them to be the best version of themselves each
true.
And every day.
True.
And what they do, they don't just live a life that brings honour to their families, honour to themselves, and a bit like me, like, you know, I lost my mum in December last year, I made a commitment that every day I will honour my mum, you know, every day I will talk about my mum, and I'm grateful for that, because if it wasn't for my mum and my dad and my ancestors that had gone before me, you know, the man I am now, and Mrs. Rosemary Bishop, and, you know, my wife for believing in an idea that what we've got now, and all of my staff and committed friends and supporters and sponsors, donors, and especially the Indigenous families that we have throughout Australia.
Yeah.
I'm very, very grateful that, you know, I can put my head on a pillow at night and say, at least I've, you know, given life a go. And if I was to pass away today, well,
yeah,
I'd
brother.
Crack at it anyway.
You're living life to the fullest, brother. Look, thank you for the yarn. Yeah. Good to catch up.
Thank you.
I believe you're going to be in Cairns very soon. You better drop and say hello. I'm bad mouthing on this program, brother. You don't catch up with
me? Wouldn't be the first time, brother.
Don't be a ninja when you come to Cairns, cuss. You're beautiful.
No, thank you so very much.
One love, brother. One love. You take care, right? And all the best to your Yellery family.
Yeah, see you, brother. All the best.
Bye-bye. A beautiful yarn. That's Waverley Stanley, founding director of Yellery. Look, doing a fantastic job. 18-odd years getting our black mob from communities, our black students, an opportunity to go to boarding school and operate from grade 7 right through to grade 12 and graduate. And look, they're kicking goals and their tendency rate is fantastic. And getting our mob educated, some are going on further to TAFE and university and what have you. They're just happy to get a grade 12 certificate, which is fantastic. Education is a powerful tool. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong? Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
As the day that you were born, when you hold yourself so big and strong, You see, you made yourself someone we could depend upon. And all the time you were running scared with your feet down here with us, your head way beyond the clouds. And so we'll sit and wait for you to fall. The day that you
Yeah, beautiful track there. The Day You Were Born, Gwana here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. Deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. Call that number. Yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dindji country, BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. All ears here for your yarns, your mob, any topic, and whether talking politics, talking business, talking family or community, or talking culture, either way, all ears on your daily program, National Talk Plan. Let's look at the news. Headlines for today. Qantas boss makes staggering admission. Qantas has faced troubling times in the last 6 months as flights return to pre-pandemic levels from staff shortages, increased flight cancellations and baggage mishandling. So that's yarn there. Other yarns here. This isn't the end for me. Ricardo, open up. McLaren's call as severed ties. Under fire, Finnish PM, Senna Marin, says even politicians need fun. And that's when she got in trouble regarding party going on and celebration. But different story, I think, with male politicians partying. No, I think it's the boys' club there, but have your say, add to the conversation there. Lawyer up, collapsed builders, livid clients, Sam writing on wall. Is the pill blunting a woman's drive to achieve? The world's biggest refugee camp is at breaking point. What is Australia doing to help? Other topics here. This bakery just won best vanilla slice in Australia. Well, that sounds sweet. Sylvester Stallone addressing personal issues after wife of 25 years files for divorce. Our retirement riches. Our seniors who hoard wealth gaming the system. Simple reason, Aussies keep falling for scams. There are your headlines. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong. Maybe you've got a headline happening with your mob, your community. All ears here on your daily program, National Talk Black, with Trinity Trev Murray from the Curry. Big shout out to all my mob and my mob. 1 year Gunga leader, Dumagee, Moreton Island Way, my father's side, mother's side, with me in spirit, mum. And that's Dunley Island, Arab Salem mob. Too deadly. Yeah, beautiful track there. Lapu, George Rarambu. And this is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say in Yana Strong. Deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. Call that number, Yana, with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for the daily program, National Talk Black, and come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country, BBM Bumba Rip Media, 99.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to News, National News Radio Service. Have you seen Yana Strong, your mob? Government urged to take action as staff shortages within the disability sector worsen. The disability sector is facing major staff shortages due to a combination of COVID-19 challenges, seasonal illness, and a lack of candidates to fill industry gaps. So almost half, 43% of unfilled support worker positions are due to lack of suitable or qualified candidates. Just almost a third of candidates are unable or unwilling to meet job requirements. Head of the Jobs and Skills Summit, 1-2 September, Spinal Life Australia is urging government to take urgent action on the staff shortages severely impacting the disability sector, including allowing pensioners to re-enter the workforce. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Spinal Life Australia CEO, that's Mark Townend, and have Mark on the line. Mark, very good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. Look, a very important space that you're working in, and when we're talking about employment and staff shortages, thanks to COVID-19, what factors are contributing to the staff shortages in the disability sector?
I think we're like a lot of other industries across Australia. You know, you can't get a coffee, you can't get a beer, you can't get a meal sometimes. Mm. That's all well and good. You know, it's not really an issue for us. The issue is there's people who can't get out of bed with a disability because we're having trouble having a person turn up at their door, helping them shower, helping prepare their meals, helping get out of bed, all those important parts of life for dignity. And we know there's a fix. Look, yes. The job summit will be great in September. You know, there'll be some long-term strategies, the increasing in TAFE training.
But you want staff now. You want staff now, Mark.
We need staff now. And there's staff down the road. There's a pensioner in a house just down the road from you or next door to you who's the new 65, that's the new 55. They're healthy, they're willing, they're skilled, and they can turn up to that door tomorrow. The government just has to change the policy to stop the ridiculous tax of 50 cents on every dollar they earn. So they can actually earn a few bucks, get on with life, buy the grandkids some presents, go on a trip, spend it back in the economy, and help people with disabilities and aged care across the country.
Well, people of that age still have a lot to offer, do they not, Mark?
Huge, huge.
Yes.
They've got great work ethic, they're caring, they're experienced, and I just can't work out why the government thinks they're worn out at that age.
Mm.
Give them a chance, improve their mental health. The last thing they want to do is sniffing the buds in a rose garden when they actually contribute to the community.
So where would this decision come from? Which ministerial portfolio?
Oh, right to the top.
Yes.
It's in the Treasury. It's mainly stuck in Treasury, I think.
Yes.
And that's where Jim Chalmers, he's a good bloke. You know, between the Prime Minister and the Treasurer, the tag team there could actually make a real difference and there'll be a vote winner and a business winner, a community winner, because everybody needs staff.
Yes.
Some more than others.
And when you talk about people, the age 65 is the new 55, that gives them more life and more focus and excitement in their life. I mean, are you living or are you just waiting to die? They would get empowered being in positions as such.
Exactly. Great for mental health. Look, there's pensioners now who don't turn the air conditioner on. You're in Cairns, you know, that way, to cool down. But they don't down south, they don't turn the heater on. And they're freezing cold because they can't afford the power. Imagine if those healthy people, and there's lots of them pensioners, could go and earn a few dollars and in 10, 15, 20 hours a week, help the community, but just pay the normal PAYG tax. That's the difference.
Mm. So what action should the government be taking to tackle these staff shortages?
Well, say it again.
So what action should the government be taking to tackle these staff shortages?
Well, They need to take the action in September as the Jobs Summit and all the long-term strategies. The worst thing they can do is not allow the pensioners to work because they're available now. Before Christmas, we could have people working. The strategies that they're going to come up in September will be long-term. And think about this. If you have a couple of people, say, come from Cambodia or Thailand out to work in the migration program, where are they going to live? They can't find a rental. The rental accommodation, especially across regional Queensland, is diabolical.
Yeah.
Whereas there's pensioners at Dalby or wherever it might be and where the disability people are, and they'll be able to help them straight away.
Mm.
I say get your listeners to annoy the hell out of those federal members, ring them up, email them and say we need that decision made now.
Yeah, exactly. Can you tell us more about the personal, the role of personal support workers in the disability sector?
Yeah, yeah. Look, we need people who are caring, got a great and reliable attitude. They've got to be reliable because people rely on them to get
out
of bed.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. So as long as you're reliable, got a good attitude, we can do the training for you. You know, we start on the job training a few days in Brisbane at the training. We can do that up north there in Cairns. We've got a Hill Learning Centre. If we had enough, we'd do some training directly there. And then we can have them on the job within a month.
Yeah,
within
beautiful.
A month. And then there's all different levels of care. And as they progress through the system, they can go to higher levels of care, looking after people, and higher pay rates.
And when we're talking about looking after elders or looking after disabled people, there should be a pay increase as well for the support and the work that they do, especially after COVID-19.
Well, we're offering pay rates. If you can do reasonable hours, we're offering casual rates, right, on permanent part-time conditions.
Yeah.
That means you used to get paid 20 or 25% more with no holidays, no sick leave. We've got all those benefits, right, with permanent but a casual pay rates.
Yeah, beautiful. Where can Australians go to find out more, mate?
Spinal Life, so spinal.com.au. Get on the website, spinal.com.au.
Beautiful.
Have a look on there, all the details. As I say, Australia needs to come together, not wipe out their old people in the society because they're not old. They're the new 65 is the new 55.
Yes.
And give them some positive things in life. Let them work in the community, but don't tax them.
Yeah, beautiful.
They pay normal tax. They'll pay the normal PAYG.
Sure, yeah.
They just don't want to pay.
And double tax
them. They don't want to lose all those benefits and lose 50 cents on the dollar.
Yeah. Mark, thank you for the yarn. All the best, and we'll keep in touch, my friend. Thank you.
Great. Thanks for it. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Beautiful yarn there. Mark Townsend, his name is, a CEO of Spinal Life Australia, and urging the government to take action as staff shortages within the disability sector worsen. And thanks to COVID-19, has made the situation more damaging, but there's opportunity there for pensioners who virtually just retired to step back in the workforce and work in that space and help disabled people. But the problem is the tax goes through the roof for them to do so, and it could affect their pension check as such. And what Mark is saying there is they need to protect those people who are willing to work and still got energy and life in them to work and look after disabled people. So your point taken there. They've got a conference coming up on the 1st and 2nd of September, Spinal Life Australia, and so maybe that conversation can have more meat on the bone in regards to employment and wages. Have your saying, Yarn Up Strong here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
G'day folks, Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
Yeah, Shame of a Nation, Michael Torres here on your daily program, National Talk Black. We got someone on the line. Good morning, my brother.
Good morning, brother. Yeah, brother. I've got to tell you about when I first, brother Barry Shedrick, brother in town, at my mum's place. I think I told it John before, and two of my other brothers, they were watching him on TV singing I'm an Aboriginal. And hey, brother, come, listen. And we just stood and got it off.
You got excited, eh? Got excited.
Yeah, brother, we were quiet. And that's what. I said, where are you from? He said, I'm from Yarraba. And if I would have said this to them, they would have said, what kind of Europe? If I would have said this to them, is he a TO or he's a historical person?
Meaning?
Because, you know, brother, even though we might have our disagreement on the communities and all our reserves, let's just, Yarraba, brother, all our communities, you know, when anything bad go wrong, we all get blamed. And if anything good, say, if they do something good, you know, it's a bonus to those communities, no matter where they're from, whether they're historical or traditional owner, brother. Mm. Brother, I was pissed off with Channel 7 yesterday, with this innocent until proven guilty, but NITV showed the picture of the perpetrator, and I saw ex-mayor, Percy Neal, in the King's Post yesterday. And, of course, all those white people on the racists on those social media, if you think you have a monopoly on disgust, what do you think about our own people? You know, I feel like I'm getting moved. I'm getting choked up. Our people, we have shame, God, brother, whether we deal or whether we kill or we're family, but we all have shame. But those races don't have a monopoly on all them kind of thing. And before, you know, when I said innocent until proven guilty, case in point, brother, two case in point that follow in Tennant Creek, you know, that 25-year-old, but he wasn't the one that done it, and that bloke over the clear fellow, you know, Channel 7, the same mob, you know, Kerry Stokes mob. They said those things, and for those people that are, you know, this one size don't fit all, and you know, like I talk about like with the young people, they sort of theorize what should our people do on their community. You know, like for my own, like my own brother, I remember another community gentleman, one brother from Yarra, he was sent there to Palm Island too, and they have Foley Vale, you know, like that a farm down near Warrabinda and Westbrook, and brother, I remember some young fellows, they're all older than me, they got sent up to Baru, brother, and all for that Tanu Nona, brother, and they were disciplined up there, and there was Petwin, and there's boys from the bush. One size don't fit all. I don't want to say to the racist white fellows, if they got an answer to all, they should have, even though they're adults, they could have passed it on to Michael Trout, his son, at trouble. And that 16-year-old that really didn't follow, and those two little white, you know, they attacked our ethnicity collectively, and those two little white boys that killed that fellow on the railway tracks over in Thingo, a medium mogul, I think he was, Rudolph Randolph Hearst, Patty Hearst. She undergone what they call Stockholm, and she became a bankrupt, Stockholm syndrome. Never Rand's daughter, Harriet Rand, got into violence. She was, I think she was involved in the murder too. And Bob Orr's daughter, she was with drugs, brother. So, and you know, like I said, brother, it happens to all that.
It happens to all, yes.
Whether it's Sherry or Palm Island or Sherry, any one of them, you know, we all get a blame collectively, brother. And on that other one that called for brother Tony Gibbs about Indian, of course, you know, brother, I remember one time I went to DFO, and there was an African fella, you know, waiting for customers to come to the, you know, taxi. And he was laying back, relaxed, brother. He was at the Laura Festival. And we don't know, you know, the Australian Indian listen to the program, or we have biracial, like our mob too, Indian too. But that thing, what he was talking about the caste system, brother, in a capital system like England, I think they have a class system. If you didn't have to believe me, you know, you got Wentworth, Rose Bay, Vaucluse, something like that for elitists, rich white people in Australia, and even in Cairns, they got what they call them. Forgot what they call them. They get their own private security. They get them sort of places to start with a E. I forgot what it was. Mm-hmm. And then I was in Silver, brother, and I was walking along with these people, and they pointed this this Indian fella. He was begging in the street, and that fella was begging in the street from that person from their own mob too. I was told it's traditional, and because of reincarnation, they sort of believe. I don't know, maybe Indian people listen, Australian Indian. they done something before and they get reincarnated and they were at the bottom of the hierarchical system. So you had to be, even though I had more money, I had a couple of houses. And that's traditional, that kind of stuff. But even though that's traditional, brother, mobile phone, there's a change with who you can marry. Now you can hook up with, you know, from a lower caste system or whatever caste, yep. And they were looking up that way, and they're breaking with tradition. And like I've always said, brother, people don't fall in love. Races or ethnicity don't fall in love. People fall in love. And one more for your dad, brother. You know, when I talked about Roosevelt, I said, if anything happened at all, it's not by accident. It was planned that way. And he might have been listening. He might have said, look, why don't the boy just say, talk about Johnny Cash, accidentally on purpose? Mm-hmm. But I'm making proud this morning, brother. I'm playing a couple of for my kids, Min Light and Steve the
Thank you, my brother. Thank you. Beautiful. Having you say there, that's someone regular caller here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Yana, it's only about 30 minutes left on the program. All ears here on your daily program, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416 is the number you need to call. Otherwise, text the brother 045-714-0550 and our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. Too Deadly, Mob.
In the sunshine, do you feel it in the rain? Do you feel it in the ocean when the waves are clean? Do you feel it in the evenings when the moon is up? Do you feel it in your bones when it fills you up? Oh yeah, yeah, she breathes good luck. Mother Earth, Mother Earth, she brings good luck. Oh yeah, yeah, she brings good luck. Mother Earth, Mother Earth, she brings good luck. Do you feel it on the inside?
as a cold rain on the autumn wind, a brother murdered in Sydney town. Mark, my brother, on a supposed eagle covering his home, they gunned him down. He said, oh, 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 gunned him down. Sad rivers of tears, 200 years in the river of fear, gunned him down. They took him out at point blank range in his home with his small young son. Shot him dead in his marble van with a pump action 12-gauge shotgun. Fatherless child, beaver wife, a black fugitive on the run. On the run, 2 centuries from oppression's loaded guns. We say, oh, 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 oh. Gunned him down. Sad rivers of tears, 200 years in the river of fear. Gunned him down. Terrorists dressed in uniform under the protection of their law. Terrorized blacks and dawns of fear that come smashing through your door. You're not safe outside on Freedom Street, you're not safe inside the camp. With their shotguns and their stun gas, the license to drop you where you stand. We say, whoa, 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 whoa. Sad rivers of tears, 200 years in the river. Gunned him down.
Yeah, Rivers of Tears. Kev Carmody here on your daily program, National Talk Black. It's come to time with Trendy Trev signs off for today, you mob. I'm back in the hot seat again tomorrow. That deadly number, 1-800-422-416. I thank you very much for your company. National Talk Black, 1 hour program, live here at the First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumber Bip Media, 19.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. So you mob can yarn tomorrow. Otherwise, 24/7, text the brother, 045-714-0550. Don't forget our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. News coming up via NERS, National News Radio Service.